Kenosha riots, Biden spokesperson issues statement condemning violence. By Joel B. Polak on August 25, 2020. Simone Sanders, a senior advisor to Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden, issued a statement on Tuesday evening about the ongoing riots in Kenosha, Wisconsin, referring to a speech Biden made in June condemning violence. Sanders said, "As Joe Biden said in the aftermath of George Floyd's horrific murder, protesting such brutality is right and necessary. It's an utterly American response. But burning down communities and needless destruction is not. Violence that endangers lives is not. Violence that guts and shutters businesses that serve the community is not." Biden himself has still said nothing about the violence in Kenosha and other cities, which followed in the wake of the shooting of Jacob Blake, 29, by police during a confrontation on Sunday evening. There were riots that night, and Biden issued a statement Monday morning condemning the shooting as systemic racism, but said nothing about the violence, looting, and arson that followed. On Monday evening, the riots were even worse, and spread to other cities. In Biden's speech on George Floyd's death, which he delivered on June 2, he criticized the violence, but he also appeared to blame police. "There's no place for violence, no place for looting or destroying property or burning churches or destroying businesses. Many of them built by the very people of color who for the first time in their lives are beginning to realize their dreams and build wealth for their families. Nor is it acceptable for our police sworn to protect and serve all people to escalate tension, resort to excessive violence." Police are bracing for a third night of violence Tuesday. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His new book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak. Photo, file.